Welcome to the Hacker News Daily for Wednesday, July 11. Today in the news, Thailand cave rescue. All 12 boys and coach successfully rescued. And goodbye microservices. From 100 seconds of problem children to one superstar. All right, so let's get started. Top number one item on Hacker News today. Thailand cave rescue. All 12 boys and coach successfully rescued. It's an article from The Guardian. It scored almost 1,000 points and raised a discussion of almost 500 comments. That's great. Really glad for these guys. Second up, goodbye microservices. From 100 seconds of problem children to one superstar. It's from segment.com. Scored also 800 points, that's a lot, and raised even more discussion than the first article. It raised 520 comments. That's immense. Wow, impressive. Number three for today, German court issues first GDPR ruling. Okay, so now the new EU data privacy regulation is finally really coming into effect. It comes from natlevreview.com, scored 250 points and raised 77 comments. Let's see what this entire GDPR regulation will bring in the future. It's certainly an ongoing discussion. Number four, nearly 1,000 paintings and drawings by Vincent van Gogh digitized and put online. It comes from openculture.com, scored 250 points and raised 70 comments. Next up, lessons learned scraping 100B product pages. Not sure what 100 and then in a capital letter B stands for. Lessons learned scraping 100B product pages. It comes from blog.scrapinghub.com, scored 240 points and raised 90 comments. Next up, something for Mozilla, Firefox lockbox. Seems to be a new feature. It comes from testpilot.firefox.com. Scored 230 points and raised 120 comments. Number seven for today. Microsoft announces Surface Go. It comes from blogs.windows.com and seems to concern this tablet, the Surface, right? It scored 230 points and raised a decent amount of 300 comments. Number eight, Faithm, simple, trustworthy website analytics. It comes from their website, usefaithm.com, and they seem to be sort of playing themselves out as an alternative to Google Analytics, especially with strong points on trustworthiness and simplicity of use. It's got 225 points and raised 100 comments. Second to last, California malls are sharing license plate tracking data with ICE. Comes from techcrunch.com, scored 224 points and raised 96 comments. And last one for today, Wednesday, July 11. Trial wipes out over 80% of Australian disease spreading mosquito. It comes from csiro.au. So an Australian website, scored 220 points and raised 200 comments. That was the Hacker News Daily for Wednesday, July 11, and hope you have a great day today. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.